This is Leo Bayview, and I'm filling in for another week for Katya Gordon in our regular, now regular, weekly check-ins with Greg Ruberg, the CEO of Lakeview Hospital and Clinics. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Good morning.
And another week down in our travels through the COVID-19 pandemic, and I wanted to return, if I certainly can get a general update, but I wanted to return to how we wrapped up last week. You spoke about being in the pipeline, the Abbott COVID-19 test machines that will allow you to do more rapid tests at Lakeview Clinic. And as I left town in my car right after that interview, I learned that the FDA had issued some warnings about there perhaps being some problems with false negatives with that same machine that we'd been talking about. Now, I don't know if I'm being accurate. Maybe we weren't talking about that machine, but I'm wondering what you've learned since.
Yes, you're exactly correct. So the Abbott analyzer, what they call the ID analyzer, there is some concern about getting false negatives. And that really goes back to, as we learn more, it goes back to the type of swab that we're using when you talk about wet versus dry. So, and again, I would just reinforce that this Abbott analyzer will be useful for us in certain situations. We are, you know, putting it into service now and doing all of the policies and procedures and validation testing and all of that and developing protocols of when to use it. We are still relying on the more specific and more accurate test, which is the send out to the labs across the state, specifically Mayo Clinic and the Minnesota Department of Health. So we're still sending those out. That's our still preferred method. But we look at this Abbott analyzer, it's just another tool in our toolbox as we go forward.
I see. And it looks like in the days since the information that I believe was gathered by NYU researchers about concerns about those false negatives emerged, Abbott came out saying that their own study was showing a much higher success rate of accuracy, and that they claim that there were, as you mentioned, some very specific aspects of using the equipment that they thought were critical for people to get right.
That's correct. You know, we had talked briefly last week, too, as we're looking at a larger analyzer, again, one that would be similar to what's being used at some of the larger labs across the state. We're looking to purchase one of those in-house at Lakeview, and that purchase order has been drafted, and it's just they're hard to get, so we're still waiting to get that. The benefit to one of those machines, again, they're also a quick turnaround test, much more accurate and specific, I think, overall. The other benefit to that one is you can also test for RSV and influenza. Oh. And so it's a more broad testing analyzer than just specifically for COVID. So certainly another excellent tool that we want to have in place going into fall and next year.
So you've had the Abbott analyzer in-house since we spoke last week.
Correct, but we have not used it yet because we have not had a reason to use it because we did not need that quick turnaround.
So in this past week, of course, we've had a further opening up of the ability of Minnesota businesses and businesses specifically that deal with the public opening up. We're only, 5 days into that regime, and it's kind of hard to know if and when we will see any changes in the number of cases. Is it as true as of today, just one confirmed case from a Lake County resident, Greg?
That is correct. Yep, we're still at one confirmed case. We continue to increase our testing numbers every week, as we've talked about, not significantly, though. And what we've seen still is the majority of testing that we're doing here at Lakeview and Lake County is for pre-surgical care that's being scheduled. So, patients are having COVID testing prior to having required surgery. And so we're doing that test, sending it out, and we have enough time to get those results back. So we just have had, again, very few ill people coming in for COVID testing. But again, I think it's just too early to tell from when you relate it back to that opening of Minnesota. I think as time goes on, we'll be seeing more testing related to that.
So, Greg, maybe I should already know this from past week's conversations, and you mentioned elective procedures happening and whatnot. Are only the people receiving the treatment actually entering our Lakeview Hospital would you be testing everyone who came in if they did have anyone accompanying them?
So we resumed surgeries and procedures this week. So we had a full day on Wednesday, and that went really well. And so at Lakeview, we are testing our patients that are requiring or coming in for surgery for COVID. And so we our goal is a negative test, and we proceed as appropriate. We do not COVID test visitors or drivers, but we have a number of precautions and restrictions in place as far as, you know, not gathering in our waiting rooms. We do temperature screenings, hand washing, cloth face coverings, all of those kind of things to protect staff, other patients, and people in the waiting room.
Thank you. That's pretty clear that you have the right precautions in place, that you're doing due diligence. And I especially bring that up because we've reached a point where there's a flaring up of a lot of resistance and second guessing. There are two guest writers that appeared in the local Duluth Reader Weekly who were disparaging masking, social distancing efforts, critiquing the governor's stay-at-home orders and business restrictions as counterproductive. And one author in particular emphasized his belief that we, instead of doing what we've been doing, that we should somehow be trying to establish community-wide herd immunity quickly. And I thought that might be something that you would be willing to put in perspective. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I will give you my non-physician view of that. I'm not a physician.
Yes,
I'm not an expert
enough.
In infection control. But we take all the information that's coming into us from the Center for Disease Control, Minnesota Department of Health, from our local public health officials and our medical resources, and we share that with our patients and our staff. And we firmly believe, from Lakeview's perspective, that wearing cloth face coverings is beneficial. Frequent hand washing is beneficial. Avoiding gathering in large groups is a good idea, good judgment. And again, all of the other precautions that have been shared, we're strongly recommending or requiring when people come into our building. You know, I think one of the big challenges still is that the information surrounding COVID-19 there's still a lot of unknowns. And so, you know, I referenced an article I sent to my team yesterday. It's the CDC, here the headline said, CDC now says coronavirus does not spread easily on surfaces. And that was in the New York Post. So if you want to Google it, you can do that. It was May 20th. And again, we were told, you know, weeks or months ago that it can live on an Amazon box for up to 3 days. And so people were scared to bring things into their home. And now you get a CDC report saying that it doesn't spread easily. My advice and our recommendations as a healthcare organization is to follow those common sense precautions and guidelines to protect you and more importantly, protect others around you. So, this is a real virus, and I think there's all kinds of discussion on both sides about whether people are overreacting or not taking it seriously. And we keep trying to come back what we think is common sense and good recommendation to protect patients and others. So.
Well, I might offer the idea that if establishing herd immunity would in fact not be a good idea, the way in which it would get established could have huge implications. If tens of thousands of people were being rapidly infected, we'd be facing the outstripping of our capacity in all of our health facilities, wouldn't we?
Yes, and I can talk a little bit more about the herd immunity concept. And again, that, you know, we've heard people suggest that, and again, the price of that will be deaths of people that we don't want to die, family members, friends. I mean, there are people that are in high-risk groups that are going to pay. It'll be a negative impact if we try to go that route. And so, you know, we know it's important to protect those that are at high risk. And I think some people think, well, I'm in a risk group or I'm in an age category that I'm really low risk. And what we always remind them very tactfully, I hope, is that but somebody you come in contact with might not be in that same might not have that same benefit of you of not having underlying health conditions or age or whatever. And so I think it's really important that we, you know, especially us as healthcare professionals, our role is to care for our community and protect our community, and we're doing the best that we can. We also accept and appreciate the significant impact on businesses and all of that, and so because we're in the same boat. I mean, some of the things that we've made decisions to do here have had negative financial impact on us, but again, we always put our patients and our community first, and so we'll do our best to navigate through that. But the herd immunity is a risky proposition. I think if we overwhelm our healthcare capacity, we're left making very difficult decisions of who we treat and how we treat and what resources we have to treat them, if anything is left. And so I think it's certainly a difficult conversation, and we want to take appropriate precautions to protect as many lives as we can.
I appreciate that perspective, and what you said more or less implies that it's up to us to see how well we roll out and exercise proper precautions in this stepped reopening of our economy, and things will change quite a bit should we then open up bars and restaurants, salons over the next couple of weeks as well. So you mentioned that there's so much that we have yet to learn, And I think I wanted to just put this out that everyone is kind of relying on the onset of a deployable and effective vaccine. And that's one of the big unknowns is we don't know whether that's 6 months, 12 months, 18 months out, and how easily it can be rolled out. So until then, it's up to us.
Right. Yeah, and what I've reminded people, you know, I get a lot of phone calls and emails and text messages from people asking questions about, is it safe to do this? Or I've got this medical condition, what should we do? And, you know, and we shared what our organization's guidelines are and again, we partner very closely with our medical staff here, and we very much are collaborative in our approach to this. But again, it comes back to if we think that we're in the clear because we've got one case and things are open back up and we go out and don't follow recommendations and we see an influx or an increase in that transmission and it becomes significant, the dial is going to be turned back that we're now back restricted again. So I try to, and I think about this internally here as well, we have not relaxed on any of our internal restrictions as far as our employees taking their temps. We have a screening process when they come to work. We've got very carefully monitor people at work. Again, under that concept that we have to be responsible and careful, and the goal then, if we are able to adhere to that, that we can keep our economy open and keep our communities open, versus if we're quote, reckless, where we go out and think, well, this isn't, it's not here, it's not going to matter, and we see this big influx in our county, things are going to get dialed back, and then we're back to where we started at. And that's just, I don't think anybody wants to be there.
Indeed. Well, Greg, is there anything else on the horizon that you're tracking to report?
Well, the one thing that we're focused on now, and I think this is good news, is that we've been able to lift some of the restrictions or the governor lifting the state restrictions and Lakeview responding to that. We're seeing more people coming into our medical clinic to really have important medical issues addressed. We're seeing more people having the surgeries that they really need, that they put off, and were living in pain or had discomfort or making their condition worse. We're back to doing screening examinations to prevent things like cancer and other significant medical issues. So, as a leader of a healthcare organization, I feel really good that we're back to serving our mission of helping people get healthy or prevent illness. And it was hard going 2 months when people had medical needs, but they were scared to come in, and we couldn't always see them unless it was an emergency. So we're seeing more activity, and I am very confident that we have our facility is safe and we have proper precautions and people are getting the care that they need. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, I suppose that would have created somewhat of a backlog, so you have to be careful at the pace at which you try to catch up with people's needs.
That is an excellent point. We had, when we opened up some of our service lines, we had people waiting to get in, and we kept saying, we have to do this responsibly. We're going to start with, 25% in this area, then we'll go to 50, and then we'll make sure that that's working, and then we'll go, maybe a little bit higher. But again, we can't fill waiting rooms, and we know that. And our team here has just done an amazing job of being flexible and adaptable and serving our patients well and kind of rolling with the changes as they happen. And the other challenge we've had is we've got a significant building project that's nearing completion that has impact on our operation. And again, our team has really stepped up and been accommodating to let that work happen, yet meet all the restrictions and care for patients, trying to really address that backlog. So it's certainly a challenging time, I would say, in healthcare in general, but I think here locally, and I couldn't have a better team that I work with to achieve what we're achieving.
It sounds like everyone has a lot on their plate. I'm sure as the overall buck stops here fellow that you have tremendous responsibility. I'd just like to thank all of you involved in our Lake County healthcare system for what you do.
Well, thank you. We're here to help, and if anybody has any questions, they're always welcome to call me, and I'll be happy to talk with you or answer any questions or address any concerns that you may have.
Thank you very much, Greg. We'll see you on the radio next week, I hope.
Sounds great. Thanks, and have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Greg Ruberg from Lakeview Clinic and Hospitals with our COVID-19 check-in for this week. You're in tune to KTWH.